Welcome to episode number 41 of the Electrical Estimator Podcast. I'm your host, Ken Dickerson. Today we're talking about one of the most challenging and profitable parts of our trade, estimating electrical retrofits and upgrades. Unlike new construction, where you're working from clean drawings and empty spaces, retrofits are all about stepping into the unknown. You're dealing with existing systems, unpredictable conditions, and clients who want modern results inside old infrastructure. It's tricky work, but when you know how to approach it, it's also some of the most rewarding estimating you can do. Let's start by defining what we mean by a retrofit. A retrofit, or upgrade project, involves modifying an existing electrical system to meet new requirements, upgrading panels, replacing lighting, adding circuits, installing new technology, or bringing a building up to current code. It might be a simple lighting changeout, or it might be a complete overhaul of the service and distribution system in a 50-year-old facility. No two retrofit projects are ever alike. That's what makes them so interesting and so risky if you're not careful. The first rule of estimating retrofits is simple. Never assume anything. In new construction, you can trust the drawings because everything's being built from scratch. In a retrofit, the drawings are often outdated, incomplete, or just plain wrong. The walls might have changed, the ceiling heights might be different, and the panel schedules might not match what's really in the field. Before you put a single number on paper, get your eyes on the project. A site visit is not optional, it's essential. When you visit the site, don't just walk through it, study it. Take photos, trace conduit runs, and look for access issues. How high are the ceilings? Are there obstructions like ductwork or sprinkler pipes that could make installation more difficult? What kind of construction are you dealing with, concrete, plaster, or drywall? All of that affects labor. If the facility is occupied, take note of how your work will impact operations. Working at night, coordinating shutdowns, or protecting finished areas adds cost, and you need to include it in your estimate. Another critical step is understanding why the retrofit is happening. Is the client upgrading for energy efficiency, code compliance, or system reliability? Each reason drives a different scope. An energy retrofit might focus on LED lighting and controls. A code compliance upgrade might require new grounding, GFCI protection, or service equipment. A reliability project might involve generator replacements or UPS systems. When you understand the goal, you can tailor your estimate accordingly. Let's talk about documentation, or more accurately, the lack of it. In retrofit work, the existing documentation is often unreliable. The drawings may be decades old, and the equipment might have been modified multiple times without record. Estimators must build a little detective work into their process. Compare the available drawings to what you see in the field. Check panel schedules against the actual breakers and circuits. Sometimes you'll find spare breakers that aren't really spare, or labels that don't match what's connected. The only way to know for sure is to verify. One of the biggest mistakes estimators make on retrofit projects is underestimating demolition and removal. Removing old conduit, wiring, or fixtures can take just as long or longer than installing new ones. Some existing systems may contain hazardous materials like asbestos or lead paint, which require special handling. If the specifications call for removal to a point of concealment, that means you have to demo back to the first accessible junction box, not just disconnect at the device. That's extra labor, and it adds up quickly. Once demolition is accounted for, think about how the new work will tie into the old. That's where the real complexity of retrofit estimating comes in. You have to integrate your new system without disrupting the existing one. Will you need to install new feeders while the old system is live? Will you need temporary power to keep the building operational during the switchover? Will there be downtime costs if certain areas have to be shut down? All of those issues affect cost and schedule. Coordination is another key factor. Retrofits require more coordination than any other type of project. You're working in tight spaces around existing mechanical and plumbing systems, often while the building is occupied. You'll need to coordinate with building management, maintenance staff, and possibly even tenants. Include time in your estimate for coordination meetings, phasing plans, and temporary protection of finishes. The more occupied the space, the more coordination you'll need. Labor productivity on retrofit projects is always lower than on new construction. You're not working in wide open areas. You're working in ceilings full of ductwork, walls with hidden obstacles, and floors that have to stay clean. You may have to move ladders and lifts repeatedly, stop for occupants to pass through, or wait for other trades to finish. Estimators should apply realistic labor factors to account for this reduced productivity. The more complicated the environment, the higher the factor should be. Another thing to watch for is access and working hours. Many retrofit projects take place in hospitals, schools, or offices that can't shut down during the day. That means night work or weekend shifts. Off-hour labor is more expensive, not just because of shift differentials, but because productivity drops when crews work outside normal hours. Include those premiums in your estimate, along with the cost of lighting, supervision, and security for after-hours work. Material pricing can also be tricky in retrofit projects. Because you're often working in existing structures, conduit runs may need to snake around obstacles, requiring extra fittings and couplings. Existing boxes might not be reusable, and you'll need to provide new ones. Allow a little extra for connectors, straps, and junction boxes. These small parts can make a big difference in your final cost. Let's talk about equipment upgrades. Replacing switchgear, transformers, or panel boards is one of the most technically demanding parts of a retrofit. It's not just about installing new equipment. It's about sequencing the changeover so power stays live as long as possible. That might mean installing temporary feeds, using transfer switches, or working during planned shutdowns. Estimators must include labor for planning, testing, labeling, and coordination with the utility company or building engineer. Those shutdowns take time and require precision. Never assume that swapping out a panel is a quick job. It rarely is. Safety is another huge consideration. Working in energized areas or around existing systems requires additional safety measures, lockout/tagout procedures, protective barriers, and sometimes arc flash PPE. Estimators should include safety training, extra supervision, and slower productivity rates for work in energized environments. Now let's talk about hidden conditions. Every retrofit estimator learns this lesson the hard way. What's behind the walls is always a mystery. You might open a ceiling and find abandoned conduit, low voltage cabling, or structural obstacles that weren't on the drawings. Smart estimators protect their companies by including allowances or clarifications in their proposals. For example, you might state, "This estimate assumes normal conditions above ceilings. Any unforeseen obstructions will be handled as a change order." Those clarifications are not just paperwork, they're protection for your company's bottom line. Another area to pay attention to is code compliance. When you upgrade part of an electrical system, you often trigger the need to bring adjacent systems up to current code. For example, replacing a service may require new grounding, new labeling, or new fault current calculations. If you're replacing lighting, you may need to include occupancy sensors or daylight controls. Estimators must read the specifications and local codes carefully to understand how far those upgrades extend. Let me share a story from experience. Years ago, I was estimating a retrofit for a downtown office tower. The project involved upgrading the main switchgear from 2,000 amps to 3,000 amps. Simple enough, right? Well, during the site visit, we discovered that the new gear wouldn't fit through the existing doors or elevators. The only way to get it in was through a second-story window with a crane. That single discovery changed the entire estimate: rigging, crane rental, and additional labor. If we hadn't caught it early, the project would have lost tens of thousands of dollars. The lesson: site visits save you every time. Communication with the client is another important part of retrofit estimating. Many owners don't fully understand the complexity of upgrading live systems. They might expect the work to happen quickly or with minimal disruption. As the estimator, it's your job to set realistic expectations. Explain that certain tasks require planned shutdowns or after-hours work. Clear communication up front prevents conflict later. Technology is changing the retrofit world too. With the rise of energy-efficient systems and smart building technology, many retrofits now include advanced lighting controls, occupancy sensors, and building automation integration. These systems require additional coordination, programming, and commissioning time. Estimators should verify who is responsible for that work: the electrician, the manufacturer, or a third-party controls contractor. Never assume it's someone else's job. Documentation and testing are other areas where retrofits differ from new construction. Upgraded systems must be tested to verify compatibility with existing circuits. You might need to perform insulation resistance tests, Megger cables, or verify panel loads. Include time and labor for those tasks, as well as for updating as-built drawings and labeling. So how do you become confident in estimating retrofit projects? It comes down to three things: observation, communication, and documentation. Observe every detail during the site walk. Communicate clearly with the client and engineer about existing conditions and scope boundaries. And document everything: your assumptions, your exclusions, and your clarifications. Those three habits will save you more money than any spreadsheet ever will. As we wrap up today's conversation, here's the big takeaway. Estimating electrical retrofits and upgrades is part science, part art, and part detective work. It's about seeing what's there, predicting what's hidden, and finding the smartest path forward. It requires patience, flexibility, and an eye for detail. But when you do it well, you're not just modernizing old systems. You're breathing new life into buildings that still have years of service left in them. Thank you for listening to the iBit Electric podcast. Estimating retrofits and upgrades will challenge you, but it will also sharpen your skills more than any other type of work. Because in retrofit estimating, every job teaches you something new. And that's how real expertise is built.